கௌரவ நிசாம் காரியப்பர் அவர்கள், உங்களுக்கான உங்களுக்கு 16 நிமிடங்கள்.
20 நிமிடம் குறைச்சு போட்டீங்களா? 20 நிமிடங்கள், 16 தானா? சரி பரவாயில்ல. நான் 4:40 தொடங்கி இருக்கிறேன். ரைட். தேங்க்யூ ஆனரபிள் சேர்மன், the honorable member who is presiding this proceedings. I think I have a duty at the outset to convey my wishes and congratulations to Dr. Harsha De Silva. It is my duty. I am taking this opportunity for my sincere congratulations to Dr. Harsha De Silva for his insightful and well articulated speech. His contribution was not just a critic, but an educational discourse delivered in a civilized and gentlemanly manner, as he laid out the realities of our economy situation with clarity and the depth. At a time when the nation faces an immense economic challenges, Dr. De Silva's approach was refreshing. Speech was fact-based, constructive, and solution-oriented, and he did not merely point out the shortcoming of the government financial policies, but also proposed practical pathway for economic stability and growth. That is what we have to appreciate. It is this kind of discourse that elevates the quality of debate in this house, Mr. Chairman. Rather than engaging a political rhetoric, which sometimes I am shocked and surprised to see when the government member of parliament are doing it, Dr. De Silva upheld the true spirit of parliamentary democracy by engaging in national, rational, well-researched argument that will benefit not just the members of this chamber, but also the public at large. In fact, Sabhapati Tumani, mata kiyannone me etuma ek sthanayaka eka mata kiyannama wenawa ara முதல் அமைச்சர்துமா ஹேட்டியட்ட ஜனாதிபதித்துமா அச்சன் நொக்கர எத்துமா விதேசகத்த வில அசிட்டின் அவச்தாவக்க நியோஜ அமைச்சர்துமா அரஹா அர லியுமாக் யவ்வாக்கில IMF எக்கட்ட ஓகமே ராஜபக்ச ஜனாதிபதி காலே சிதுனா கியல நமுத்தேக ஹாஷியட்டவத் சமச்சலட்டவத் லக்கரேனே ஏ ஏ மகாத்மா குணய அப்பி பிரசம்சா கலையுது மொகது ஓகமே ஹாஷ்ய ஜனகவ சமச்சல்வ இதுபக்கரானம் அத மே மணித்து மினிட்டு பாக் வேணக்கட்ட ஒகட 100K லைக்கிங்ஸ் எனவா ஏக ஹரி ஹரி துக்காய் அபி கொச்சர ரிசர்ச் கர்லா மகாத்மா கதிகுணேன் பை பார்லிமென்ட்டுவட கதா கரத் ஏகட நொலபன விஷால கீர்த்தியக் லபெனவா அர ஹாஷ்யட சமச்சல் லக்வன தேவல் மே ஹரி வேதகத் முகத மே ஓய் ஆர்த்திகே கென கதா கரனக்கட அர කියනවනේ අපි අර සේවා පදනම මත ඇතුළු ආර්ථික සේවිස් ඔරියන්ටඩ් ඉකොනොමි එතන මම හදාගෙන එන මගේ ස්පීච් එක මම දක්වන්නම් එතන මේ ජපානය මනිතනේ ආසියාවේ චීනයට පසුව තිබෙන ඉහළින් ඉස්සරහම සිටින ආර්ථික මොඩලයක් තිබෙන රට ඒක සේවිස් ඔරියන්ටඩ් ඒ ඒ ඒ ඒ ආර්ථිකයේ ඒගොල්ලන්ගේ ප්‍රධානම ඒ ෆවුන්ඩේෂන් එක ඒගොල්ලන්ගේ විනය ඒගොල්ලන්ගේ සංස්කෘතික ලැබියාවන් වන්තර විනය තමයි ලොකුම වැඩියෙන්ම ඉදිරිපත් කරන දේවල් මම හිතන්නේ මේ රටේ මිනිස්සු බලාපොරොත්තු වුණු සිස්ටම් චේන්ජ් අරහා ලැබුණු ඒ විනය සහිත පාර්ලිමේන්තුවක් මම හිතන්නේ 90% අපිට ලැබිලා තිබෙනවා. That's the truth. ආණ්ඩුවෙන් විපක්ෂිනුත් එක්කෙනෙක් දෙන්නෙක් ඒකට අහු නොවුනත් සමුත් සමස්තයක් වශයෙන් මම හිතන්නේ ඊළඟ දශක දෙක හිමිවිය යුත්තේ පක්ෂ දෙකකටයි. ජාතික ජන බලවේගය දේශීය මක්කල් ශක්ති සමගි ජන සම්දානේපත් තමයි මම හිතන්නේ ඊළඟ දශක දෙක හිමිවිය යුත්තේ. මොකද අපිට විනීත දූෂණ චෝදනාවට ලක් නොවු අවංක විපක්ෂ නායකතුමා ඉන්නවා. ඒ පක්ෂ සම්දානේ නායක හැටියට මහත්මා ගතිගුණෙන් සහ පරිපූර්ණ දැනුමක් තිබෙන ආර්ථිකය පිළිබඳ විපක්ෂයේ മന്ത്രി ආචාර්ය හර්ෂ ඩී සිල්වා සිටිනවා. එපමණක් නොවේ, සම විටම දේශපාලන මතිමතාන්තයෙන් ඔබට ගිහිල්ලා තමාගේ තියෙන නිපුණත්වය තමාගේ තිබෙන දැනුම තමාගෙන් මේ රටට දායක විය හැකි ක්‍රමය කිසිම දේශපාලන පටු මතභේදයෙන් තොරව ලබා දීමට සුදුසු මේ සූදානම සිටින අවස්ථාවක්. ඒක නිසා I have to highlight that. Now getting back to the economy of this country, I think I used to actually after I was inspired by Dr. Harsha De Silva's speech and I did a little bit of search. I was watching it live because we were all involved in this nomination which ended at 12 o'clock and with a tense what are the nomination papers got rejected another tension, well, be that as it may. Now when you look at the Japanese economy model, one of the most successful stories in the region, we always talk about this, let's talk something else for a shift. Now, one of the first things that they looked is skilled workforce and human capital. Then technological infrastructure and innovation. Business environment and regulatory framework. Advanced financial and banking system. Tourism and hospitality development. These are the threshold that they look at it, the benchmark that they look at it. Cultural and soft power influence. Focus on high value services. Sustainable urban development and smart cities, cultural adaptability and global outlook. Now, sometimes one may wonder, when we are almost at the bottom of the list, why are you looking at the number two? We have to look at number two. When Singapore was at the bottom, they looked at us. They did not at that time say, no, we can't aspire to be another Sri Lanka with so much of resources that was found in that country. We as a small nation, actually it was a small island that was a dumping island used by the shipper, shipping the ship that used to go across. It was virtually thrown into the, it was thrown into the dustbin by Malaysia. But he took the challenge and brought it up. So now there is no reason why we should not look at Japan as a model. Because service-oriented economy seems to be a way forward. Because whatever that I speak, whatever we say, is goes with the new culture that we are all aspiring to be. Aluth sanskrutiyak, system change ekak balaporothuna me wakawanuwe, e sadaha hu janathawage 90% waramak laba di thibena. Okkomala hitanne me janatha me samawenne NPP National People's Front power ekata deepu එහෙම නැත්නම් ජනාධිපති අනුර කුමාර දිසානායකතුමා නැතිතුමාට දීපු වරම විතරයි මේ ජනතාව සිස්ටම් චේන්ජ් එකට දුන්නේ කියලා නෑ මට කියන්න පුළුවන් අපේ දිස්ත්‍රික්කයේ ශ්‍රී ලංකා මුස්ලිම් කොංග්‍රස් වලට ලැබුණු ඡන්ද බලාගත්තම එතන අලුත් මුහුණු වලට තමයි ඉඩ ලැබුණේ ඒකෙන් පැහැදිලිවම පේන දෙයක් තමයි ඒ සිස්ටම් චේන්ජ් කියන එක පක්ෂ මොනවා වුණත් හැම පක්ෂයකම අලුත් මුහුණ අලුත් සංස්කෘතියක් අලුත් චේන්ජ් එකක් බලාපොරොත්තු වෙනවා. ඒක නිසා මම කියන්නේ විපක්ෂයේ ඉන්න මන්ත්‍රීවරුනොත් ඒ අලුත් සංස්කෘතිකයට හැඩ ගැස්සලා ආපු සෑහන മന്ത്രി කොටසක් සිටිනවා. හැම එකනාගෙන මට කියන්න බෑ. නමුත් සෑහන කොටසක් ඉන්නවා. That's what I was just looking at the challenges that we will have when we try to follow the model that was set by the high standard set by Japan. Now it's just lacked skilled workforce and the education gaps. Are we not geared to get that skills? Aniwaryen. Manithana Sri Lankawe janathawage nipunathwe dakshakama mulu lokeyama piligatta daksha janathawan sitina ratak hetiyata thamai Sri Lankawa handunwanne. We are one of the best skilled. Only thing is the problem is not there. The problem is the educational gap. I think Honorable Prime Minister is looking at it. We have to gear ourselves to a level where the education has to be changed to bring this skilled workforce. Once that comes in, we can also be aspired to be another Japanese economy. Why not? Then next challenge is weak digital and technological infrastructure. Now with the President's new initiative of digitalization, leave alone, I said this earlier also, whether there is a ministry for digitalization, whether there is a policy by the government for digitalization, whether we like it or not, people are going towards the digitalization. Now today, I was able to get all this information with one click of button. my son now more, my daughter, my son is more skilled than us, and their children will be far better than them. And we are looking at the artificial intelligence. So, in those scenarios, we can, and Sri Lankan are best when it comes to the technology. Only thing, they use it for the wrong purposes. So, digital and technological infrastructure is the second challenge that I look, which I believe we can definitely get over it. Then, regulatory and business environmental challenges. That is what we are now talking about. Then we have, when the chairman looks at the clock, I get worried. Then we have the limited foreign direct investment and funding. I think a lot have spoken about that. I may not be expertise in that subject. Either Dr. Harsha Disilva spoke about it. Many people from the government spoke about it. We can definitely now, with the new port city, new development in the harbor,
order, please. Matala. Order, please.
Yeah.
Garu Kathanayakathuma, Mulasanutta, Peminenayata.
Honorable Speaker, it's a privilege to speak when you are there. Now, the fifth challenge that we look at it is underdeveloped financial and banking services. Now, this is something I think I am also a bit worried, because I spoke about this banking service, absence of a full equipped development bank which will work beyond profit-oriental policies. We have to look at it very seriously. Then, infrastructure and the connectivity issues. Yes, that's where the capital expenditure comes in. We have a lot of challenges, but we have a network. We have a lovely railway track network. What have we done? Ape Dumriya Parawal railway track sticker. Manithara may region ke vadiyam infiltrated railway tracks tiyana ratak Sri Lanka. Api ewa pawichi karenne. Api mokotada me Parawal wala containers tikai බෞසස් ටිකක් යවන්නේ මඩ ගලපුවේ මනිතන ඔයගොල්ලන් දන්නවා ඇති වෙනම හැම දුම්රිය ස්ථානයකම වෙනම තියෙනවා පෙට්‍රල් ෂෙඩ් එකක් අපිට බැරිද මේ නීතියක් ගේන්න දුම්රිය ස්ථාන දෙකක් තියෙන අතරතුර කන්ටේනර්ස් ලා නැත්තම් ඔය පෙට්‍රල් ගේනවා නම් හයි ටෝල් එකක් දෙන්න ඕනේ මොකද they must use the railway we are not making best use of it then we have the dependence on low value system. That is another challenge that we face. That is another that we change. Now, focusing traditional sectors, most service job are low value sectors. That has to be changed. Then, the political and economical instability. That is where now we have come to a point where there is a big change. Now, frequent economic crises should be one that of a past, not to take place in the future. The political instability, our people have decided for a system change and selected you and us. Remember, don't try to have it exclusively for yourself, this system change. It's not only for you. People spoke for you and us as well. 95% of the people spoke for us as well. That is why today, except the Samagi Jana Sandhane, all other political parties have become minorities. That's the reality. Accept it. So, in the outlook by the people, the Samagi Jana Sandhane is an alternative. So, we look at the reality. So, that's what I'm saying. So, I am not trying from the political point of view. The political stability has come in. The economic crisis must be get over it. We also have the weak global integration and trade policies. Now, that is where I think we have to concentrate more. The limited trade agreements, and we have to interact with the global powers to interact with our trade transactions. So I would say the developing service-based economic, like Japan, if Sri Lanka must achieve, we must go for
Honorable
the
member, you have another 2 minutes.
Thank you. And vocational training, improve digital infrastructure to boost IT service and e-commerce, simplify the business regulation and attract FDI and startups, strengthen the financial and banking services, modernize the transport, diversify the high value system, the service like tech, and the ensure political economy. But then before I think I can't sit today without talking something about the Gaza. I will be failing my duty. Honorable Speaker, I stand this esteemed assembly to express my profound condemnation of the Israel regime's recent egress violation of international law through its renewed military operation in Gaza. The abrupt resumption of hostilities marked by relentless airstrikes and ground offensive has resulted in tragic loss of over 400 Palestinians' lives, predominantly women and children, during the sacred month of Ramadan. This blatant breach of ceasefire not only undermines the prospects for lasting peace, but also constitutes a direct assault on our shared humanity. The aggression extends beyond Gaza borders. Recent reports indicate that Israel forces have conducted operations in Yemen, Syria, Lebanon, targeting civilian population, including women, children, and humanitarian workers. Such action exacerbated the humanitarian crisis and represent flagrant violation of international law, Honorable Speaker. The international community cannot remain silent in the face of these atrocities. It is deeply concerning that the United States continues to provide unwavering support to this Israel, find its unlawful actions and perpetuating the cycle of violence. This has to be condemned.
Honorable Member, your time is over.
Just half a minute, I'll finish it. This endorsement not only fuels further conflict, but also undermines the foundation of peace in the region. I call upon the Arab leaders and the broader international community to unite, resisting these policies, and also urge this government also to take a clear stand on that. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, for giving me this opportunity.